Hey, what up, good people? What up, good people? This is your girl, Miss Tish, and I'm tapping in. I wasn't supposed to before I did the next episode with Cleo Cartel, which we have discussed, and we are going to talk about females in the entertainment industry and female promoters. Cleo thought that would be a good subject. Because that's pretty much initially how we met. When I met Cleo, I was a promoter. And she was also doing her thing. She had a hair salon and also a store. But anyways, that's besides the point. What I wanted to talk about today was something that affected me personally. Now, I've seen it. I've seen the videos, but I had never experienced it. And yesterday I experienced what I feel was police harassment. I'm going to take you through the story as it transpires. My mom, my daughter, and I were in the car. I was dropping my daughter off at BART. She was going to go meet a friend, and my mom and I were going to go on to Macy's to find her an outfit to wear for the new year. So we're in the car. We're not even in the car 5 minutes. I mean, I'm probably about 3 to 4 blocks away from home. And I get in the left turning lane to turn to go to the gas station to get something to drink. Now, as I'm at the red light in the left-hand turning lane, I don't know what I was doing. I was doing something. But anywho, once the light turned green, you know, I always look in my mirrors before I turn. And I turn. There's no one behind me in my rearview mirror. So I make a left-hand turn, and then I make a quick right-hand turn to pull into the gas station to get something to drink. Now, as I'm getting out of the car, an officer approaches my driver's side door. And I'm getting out because I didn't see any lights behind me. There was no one behind me. And the officer says, "No, get back in your car, get back in your car." And I'm like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, like what's going on?" He said, "Well, didn't you see my lights behind you? Didn't you see my?" I said, "No, I did not see your lights behind me. I didn't see any cars behind me as I made the left-hand turn." And so, he said, "Well, I pulled you over because you were on your phone." And I said, "No, I was not on my phone." And he says, "Well, your head was down." I said, "Okay, my head was down. Okay." So then he proceeds to ask me for my driver's license and ID, which is fine. I mean, because I know that I've done nothing wrong, so I give him my driver's license. And he says, "Do you have any information on the vehicle? Any information on the vehicle, that the vehicle is yours or belongs to you?" And I told him, "Yeah, you know, hold on, let me get that for you." So I give him the information, and he says, "Well," and then he says, before he said he pulled me over because my head was down. Then he says, "Well, I pulled you over because of your tags, because of your plates." And I said, "Oh, okay, yeah, I got a ticket for that. I'll be handling that in the next couple days. I got a ticket for it. I had a court date, but I couldn't get done what I needed to get done," which the ticket that I was given before was a fix-it ticket. And so he says, "Okay." And he goes, takes my ID and the paperwork and goes back to the car, back to his car. And he's there for a while. And so while we're sitting there, you know, I post. Now I'm on my phone. I pick up my phone and I post on Facebook like, "Oh, I'm getting pulled over by the police." So he comes back to the car. And by this time, I have found the ticket that I've already gotten for the second thing that he said he pulled me over, which wasn't the initial first thing. Like I said, the first thing he said he pulled me over was because I was on my phone, which I told him I wasn't. Then he said, "Well, your head was down." I'm like, "Okay, whatever, doesn't make any sense." So then he says, "Let me see that ticket. When'd you get that ticket?" Then he took the ticket from me. And He goes back, you know, back to his car. And so while I'm sitting there, I notice as I'm looking in my rearview mirror that another police car pulls up. And I'm like, why is another police car pulling up? And so I'm like, okay, whatever, because I still know that I've done nothing wrong. So this officer proceeds to get out of the car, and it's a female officer, and she comes and stands on the passenger side, on the back, you know, on the side that my mom was on. So I'm like, why is she standing there? So at this point, I'm beginning to get a little antsy. I could feel, you know, I could just feel my nerves working, because I don't know what the hell is going on. Like I said, I've done nothing wrong, and I'm being pulled over, which I didn't even know I was being pulled over because there was no car behind me. I don't know where he came from. So he then says, Miss Cozy, why don't you go ahead and step out of the car? So I'm like, step out of the car? I'm like, okay, well, whatever, because I still know I've done nothing wrong. So I step out of the car. He said, why don't you come up back here with me and let's talk about this? So I'm like, okay. So I'm feeling at this point really something's wrong. You know, everything inside of me, alarms are screaming, something's wrong. So he proceeds to, you know, talk to me and ask me, you know, questions about the ticket. And I'm like, oh yeah, well, you know, I have to clear this up with my registration. I wasn't able to get to DMV. So, you know, I told him I had some financial setbacks. So I rescheduled my court date because it didn't make any sense to go to the court date if I didn't have the situation handled. And so he says, okay. And I told him, I said, yeah, I'll actually be handling that in the next couple days. And he says, okay. And so then he puts a ticket, what looks like a ticket, in front of me. And so I sign the ticket. And then he gives me the ticket. And he says, okay, well, I'm going to take your car. Because I'm like, hold on. You know, what do you mean you're going to take my car? And why wouldn't you tell me that before you have me sign my signature on something, what looks like just a ticket? And so, you know, by this time I'm irate, you know, but I'm trying to remain calm, because I know the last thing that I want to do is fly off the handle because the situation's already intense. So we're going back and forth, back and forth. He's like, yeah, I'm towing your car, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, what? And so I'm like, you know what? This doesn't make any sense. I'm like, how is it that you're towing my car and, you know, you pulled me over, you know, saying that I was on my phone, which I wasn't on my phone. And then you proceeded to say, well, your head was down. Then you turn around and say that you're pulling me over for my plates. Like, which one is it? You know? And so then he is not letting me talk. He's talking over me. So at this point, I'm like, you know what? I'm done. And so, and I forgot, let me go back and recap. So while he took my identification and stuff, I just started praying because I'm like, why everything that he said out of his mouth didn't sound right. And so I felt like, okay, I'm under attack. So I started praying. I started using my weapons. And so, like I said, he's like, yeah, I'm towing your car. I'm like, what? And I said, oh no, you know, you can't tow my car. Like I need my car. I told him we were on our way to handle some business. I have my mom in the back. You know, she has health issues. He's like, oh yeah, that ain't no problem. I'll get her an ambulance. I'm like, an ambulance? She don't need an ambulance. I just need to handle my business and take her to where she needs to go. And so, mind you, because after, well, we were going to get her an outfit, but we were also going to go get her a checkup and get her medication from Walmart. And so, you know, at this point, he's talking over me. He's not letting me talk. Then he starts to tell me about a lady, some lady that had hit a child. And I'm like, well, that has nothing to do with me, you know. And you pulled me over stating one thing, which was a false statement. And now you're telling me you're towing my car. You switched it up. I mean, you switched it up to, you pulled me over for one thing, which wasn't the truth, and I let you know that. And then you switched it up to another thing in which I told you I'd already got a ticket for. And then now you're telling me that you're towing my car. And I'm like, okay. So at this point, you know, I don't even want to deal with it. I'm like, you know what? Just let it go. Let it go. So I'm like, I'm going to let it go. And so I go back to the car. And he, you know, is trying to prevent me from getting in the car. Then he says, well, hold on. Wait a minute. I need to search your car. And I said, you need to search my car. I'm like, what do you need to search my car for? I'm like, I don't have a search and seizure on my car. You know, I haven't violated. This is a regular traffic stop, which isn't even a regular traffic stop. Then he proceeds to go in the car and grab my purse. And so I told him to put my purse down. Like, you don't have any right to go on my purse. I do not give you the right to search my purse or my vehicle or anything in my purse. Put it down. So I snatched my purse from him. And so then I'm telling my daughter, my mom, you know, like, you know, fuck this, like, get out of the car. So then he's telling them, no, you stay in the car. I said, you know, fuck what he talking about. So I'm trying to get my charger cord out the car, and he's trying to shut the door, and I'm like, blood, move, you know. So at this point, I didn't, you know, all rationalizing and reasoning and communicating effectively have went out the door. So at this point, I am in defense mode. So now, you know, where it was, oh sir, and now it's like, blood, you know, check this out, move, blood, get back, you feel me? So now we fighting and tussling over the door. I'm telling my daughter and my mom to get out. He's telling them to stay in the car. He's like, yeah, I'm gonna search your car. So then he takes my car keys. I'm like, you know, take the motherfucking keys. And so at this point, he goes back to his car. So I'm talking to the other officer and explaining to her the situation. And she's looking at me as I'm explaining it to her. The look on her face is like, what? Because she knows something was wrong with the stop too. And so at this point, I'm like irate. My adrenaline's pumping, everything, because I feel like not only have you stopped me wrongfully, now you're harassing me. You know, you're preventing me from taking my mom to get her medication. My daughter's in the car. So I feel like you're threatening me and my family. Now you're threatening to take away my vehicle. Excuse me. And so, you know, I'm pissed. And so I'm looking at him and I'm, you know, I'm going off. Like, first you're going to tell me that you're pulling me over because my head was down. Because I was on my phone. I don't even know where you came from. Blah, blah, blah. I said, I pulled in here to get something to drink. Blah, 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 blah. You know, so we're going back and forth. And so we're standing there because at this point I've let go. You know, I've let go of the car. I'm like, I'm not about to sit here and tussle with this devil over the car. So I'm asking, I'm trying to get information, like, well, how much is it going to cost me to get this car out of the impound? He's like, oh, it doesn't cost the city anything. I said, well, that's not what I asked you. I didn't ask you what it cost the city. I asked you what it was going to cost me per day, you know, like, because this is, you know, this is some bullshit. And so at this point, you know, like I said, I'm back. He's back in his car. I'm talking to the other officer. And I guess he hears me telling her, you know, the whole procedure and how it goes down. So then he comes to me and he says, here, you know, Miss Cozy, I'm going to go ahead and give you your key back. You know, blah, 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 blah. And at this point, I'm so mad because I'm in defense mode. I'm ready to fight. Anybody that knows me knows that once I start crying, like once a tear comes out of my eyes, I am ready to rip your whole fucking body to shreds. Like, when I get angry, I cry. And so he gives me my key back, you know, and at this point I'm so mad because I want to swing on this motherfucker. And so I told him, you know, the best way that I could, like, you hurt my feelings and I feel violated. And I told him, you know, of all the things and of all, you know, I don't need this from you. And I said that to him because, believe it or not, this officer was a black officer. And so I told him, you know, I don't need this from you of all people. Like, you know, that, I think that hurt me more, the fact that it was a black man doing this to me, you know, treating me like a criminal, you know, the whole procedure that he did was the procedure of when somebody is like maybe on probation or parole violation and they have search and seizure. Talking about he about to search the car. He about to go through the trunk. He got to take inventory on the vehicle. I'm like, what the fuck is you talking about, bro? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what fucking world are you in? You know, because clearly we're not on the same page. Because I did not make an illegal left turn. I had my blinker on. You weren't even behind me in my rearview mirror. I don't know where the fuck you came from. My mom later tells me that he was on the side of me. And so I didn't even see him on the side of me because there was no car that was equal with me. So he must have been in my blind spot or something. I don't know. But at this point, I'm going the fuck off because, you know, I'm already under pressure in just my everyday life because everything is on me. But to get this type of treatment from a black officer, you know, and I told him, this is not what we need. You know, if you're going to police, then you need to police with compassion and you need to do things the right way because the way that this shit went down was not cool. And so then he wants to give me a hug and all of this shit. And I'm like, you know what? This motherfucker, something is seriously wrong with him. So I take my key, I take the fucking ticket, I get back in the car because at this point I'm pissed and I just want to get the fuck away from him. I go into the store to finish what I had started, which was get me something to drink. So I grab a drink and some chips. I come back out and now he's talking to and looks like he's harassing this other female driver, black lady, you know, in a Benz. And I'm looking, I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So, you know, I just had to vent on that. Because it left me a little discombobulated because I knew I didn't do anything wrong, but I knew that the treatment that I was getting from him was uncalled for and that it wasn't right. You know, it was totally outside the box, like almost like he was making up his own rules as he wanted to go. And so as I started breaking stuff down to him, like, okay, like, no, you know, you don't have the permission to search my purse. No, you don't have permission to search my car. I'm not under search and seizure, blah, 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 blah. You know, explain to me why you feel you have these, you know, the right to do this. This was just a routine traffic stop, which wasn't even routine because you were not behind me. You were not in my rearview mirror. You told me you know. And so I guess once I started breaking all that stuff down, he knew that I wasn't a dummy. And mind you, of all days, you know, it was one of my raggedy days. Like anybody that knows me knows that I'm either dressed up or I look like a fucking bum, you know. So at this day, this particular time, I'm looking like a bum. So, you know, I guess me being dressed the way that I was dressed, I don't know, warranted, I got a different type of treatment from him. And so, you know, I'm thankful that, you know, I posted on Facebook because I actually got some really good information and people reaching out to me and giving me advice, as to, what to do. You know, the next steps, you know, that I definitely need to file a complaint with him because, you know, it wasn't even 5 minutes and he was already trying to mess with somebody else who just happened to be a female. So this might be his thing. You know, I've already dealt with a corrupt property manager who liked to sexually harass female tenants who resided in their apartments on their own. But needless to say, he don't know me because I go to war. And yeah, that property manager is no longer here. So, you know, I just wanted to vent in regard to that. I'm definitely going to take the next steps that I need to, you know, but guys, like, just know that, you know, you do have rights, when you get pulled over. And this just made me even more so, you know, I'm a little up on my rights, but I could be more. I could have more knowledge on them. So now I want to study and learn even more. I got some great tips from the people on my Facebook page. Shout out to you guys. If you're listening, I appreciate you giving me feedback and the inbox messages and the comments with just information on what I can do and people sharing their stories of what they've been through. And like I said, I've seen it on video. I've heard of it, but I've never experienced it. You know, I'm sure it could have been worse. But, you know, in any event, I'm just thankful that I have my car, and I'm thankful that, you know, prayer works. And like God said, like, the weapons will form, but they won't prosper. And that's what I kept praying, was no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Lord, please, if this man, you know, is up to no good, God, please fight for me, you know, back him off of me. And that's what happened, because I don't know what happened. I don't know if it was me being vocal, you know, me letting him know that, you know, I knew my rights. I don't know what it was, but in the midst of all of that chaos, and this man with his oppressive spirit, he turned it around and he came back and he gave me my key. And then he was like, oh, here's just a ticket for, you know, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, you got to get that fixed. And, you know, and tried to put a spin on it and change his whole demeanor. And, you know, but at this time, I'm like, you done already showed me who you are, you know, who your spirit is. And, you know, like, because it was seriously spiritual warfare. But, you know, I just want to let you guys know that you do have rights. You know, if you feel like something is awkward when you're getting pulled over, by all means, don't ignore that. You know, and to pray. Because the power of prayer is real. I don't know why. I mean, you know, logically, if I'm sitting here, I'm like, oh, I don't know what happened. I don't know why he had a 360. I know why. It was God. It wasn't nobody but God. Because, yeah, you just can't do that. And I felt our spirits warring with each other, you know. And the Bible says, try the spirit, by the spirit. And our spirits were battling, you know, from the initial contact, you know, of him lying. And I even told him, like, you know, you want me to be truthful with you, but you're not being truthful with me and why you pulled me over. You know, you switched up on why you pulled me over more than once. You know, and here I've been totally truthful with you. So, you know, what are we doing? Is this justice? You know, so yeah, I just had to vent and wanted to share my frustration and get that off my back. I was put onto an app that someone posted in my comments. It's called the Pull Up app. And I really like the concept of that. Pretty dope. So if you are listening and you're my Facebook friend, by all means, you'll see, if you scroll down my timeline, you'll see the post about me getting pulled over. Look inside of there in the comments. There was a post about the Pull Up app, and check it out. I think it'll be something that's good for, you know, for everyone, for the Black community, and just for, you know, citizens, period. You know, when you are in a time of distress, or, you know, you may need some resources, I think that's a dope concept and a dope app. All right, y'all, it's Sunday morning. It's 8:09. I am up cooking Sunday dinner. I've got church today. I've got a full day today. I got to bake a cake, and later on, going to go meet up with some good people at Rob Ben's. So I wish you all a beautiful Sunday. By all means, you know, if you get pulled over and you feel like something's not right, I was told to make sure I get the badge number, which I didn't. I haven't even looked at the ticket, because I was ready to tear that shit up, but it's somewhere in my purse. I'm gonna see if he put it on the ticket. If he didn't, I know his name, and I'm just gonna go from there, you know, because I do definitely need to file a complaint with him on him. And I'm curious to know, because I was told by Kiri Malik that once you file a complaint, that complaint stays on their record forever. And so if they keep having incidents about that, then at least there's room for an eyebrow to be raised. So, all right, y'all, you know, have a blessed Sunday. Love on each other. You know, if you see somebody being wrong, speak up. If you're being wrong, speak up. Don't be afraid to speak up. All right. Peace, love. God bless. Thank you for listening to Let Me Straddle Your Brain podcast. Like I said, I plan to bring you more content. First guest on the show will be Miss Cleo Cartel. You can find her on Facebook, and as I said before, Cleo is an awesome person, an awesome spirit, definitely about community and building, a great businesswoman, and she got them hands when it comes to the hair now, ladies, because she done cut me and did me a shortcut, and I was fly. Have you feeling good getting about that seat? And also has some great products, natural products called Yummy Goods. So be on the lookout for the episode with me and Miss Cleo Cartel. This your girl, Miss Tish, signing out. Let Me Straddle Your Brain podcast. Peace and blessings.